Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
10:02. ESPN 97.5. A lot of good response from Twitter, from the interview with Al Constable Rosen. Good guy, great guy. Known him for years when I was in Bel Air.
Great guy, not a good guy.
Great guy.
World class.
No, don't put
all the records.
Don't put Trump on him.
He's got all the records.
Don't put Trump on him.
I think he's putting ratings. Trump on you.
Yeah. No.
So,
no.
Let me ask you a question. Art asked, what does Antifa look like? Does she have
Antifa?
Yeah, does she have an apron? Can you tell her because she's always making sandwiches? It's not Antifa, Art.
It's Antifa. Anti-fascist. Fascist. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why? Well, there's no fascist here in this country.
No. I think what began is one thing. If you've ever seen the Portland stuff from a couple years ago, it's not awesome.
I remember that.
I'd rather, like, sometime the alt-right and the Antifa, I'm like, seems like these are professional wrestlers. They seem like they want to get on a mic. Let me tell you something right now, baby! Like, what now? When they fight in the street of Portland. I remember at one point I thought, I could move to Portland. This place is great. I went in 2011 and then 12 and then 13 and thought, this is great. Did some SEC guys stuff
beautiful,
there. It is beautiful.
Beautiful.
Fantastic. Really beautiful. And then we went back again in 2018. Not as great.
Yeah.
Took a nosedive. I was like, yeah, I'm not going to live in Portland.
Yeah.
For sure. I'd never made the move anyway. But you know, where you revisit somewhere and I could live here. I took that off of the I could live here list.
You did?
Like, Portland scratch. That's out. When one of the
downtown LA?
Uncle,
where's that?
Yeah, downtown LA, Skid Row, 50. I found out yesterday. It's literally 50 blocks. That is a fact. That's not an estimation. Imagine 50 city blocks. It's 0.4 miles, just so you have an idea of how far, you know, the blocks are. It's 0.4 miles of nothing but, imagine tent cities, but a lot of it, it's not. And it's really, it's the worst thing I've ever driven through. I mean, it is the worst. I've been to San Francisco. San Francisco got really, really rough. I've never been through anything like Skid Row. Skid Row was the worst thing that I've ever personally seen in terms of people having to live in an area.
Yeah.
Where LA has basically said,
it's just tent city.
We're out. It's all tent cities. It's people just walking through. Some people with pants on, some with no pants on. People, I saw somebody using a bathroom in the street while I was walking. Mental illness, obviously, as you can imagine, is an issue amongst other things. I had never seen, and I'm driving through because Waze sent me through this. Like, hey, Lance, we got the best way for you to get there to go meet Eric Layton at a restaurant.
Because nobody's driving through there.
And I'm like,
you know why no one's driving through there?
Exactly.
Waze?
As I'm driving, I'm like, this can't go on forever.
It does.
Like, please stay green. Please stay green. Please stay green with the lights. And I'm just looking. I'm like, I didn't know what I was driving through. I'm like, what the hell? This is a big tent city. And as I continue to drive, I just said, this never ends. This is, and then I said, Eric, I drove through the biggest home. I've never seen anything like this anywhere ever. He goes, you drove through Skid Row. I said, that's real?
Yeah.
He goes, yeah, that's real. And it only gets worse every year. And so I don't know what LA is going to do. And then with, you know, people getting evicted and stuff like that, which is coming. So it's going to get worse.
Yeah. Yep. Are you going out to the walk today? The march?
Yeah. I want to stay as safe as possible with the mask and all that, but it is what it is.
Are you going to social important. Distance?
Yeah, that's right.
You're going to... He's going to social distance out there.
What's wrong with that?
I suggest that he bring a brick with him. And if anybody gets close to him, he just starts screaming.
John's got good suggestions today.
Just what I've noticed screaming
is
at him.
Mr. Suggestion here
Stay
is really,
away from me!
Really on his game today.
Are you sure you're not one of Trump's advisors?
No, I'm not a Trump advisor. I'm his tweet advisor.
Well, he does picture, tweet like you would tweet.
In the picture that he got when he's holding up the Bible. The Bible's the first one. He goes, let's get another one. And he started calling people over, and you could see they're like...
Hey, is that your Bible?
It's a Bible.
Everyone's standing real still, like, come get over here. You get in a picture too, like, okay. Oh, no. You one guy they had to call like four times. Get over here. Everyone's like, come on.
He's like,
no. He's like, I'm taking a call.
I'm good. I actually my ankle hurts.
Oh, what happened to my knee? Oh,
a protester hit me with the
I don't know.
Antifa got me. I can't be in that picture.
Like I said, I do appreciate
getting this picture.
I do appreciate our president being honest when asked. Excuse me, is that a Bible? It's a Bible. I didn't say it was my Bible, but it's a Bible.
It's the Bible.
No, that's what he said. I'm not kidding. Someone asked him, "Is that your Bible?" He goes, "It's a Bible."
Could you put this picture in context? What exactly are we doing here?
His Bible is next to his bed at home. Okay.
So why would he carry a random
Bible? I got the Bible on my phone. And I can
Maybe that's where our him. President has, here's, so he doesn't need to carry it.
Here it is. Here's what he does it. Don't want to get water spot on the side table.
The Bible's a
the
coaster?
The Bible is not a coaster.
You don't know that.
No.
I've had books that have been coasters.
No, not a Bible.
I'm not reading them. I'm not reading
them. President, when... He was on some show. I forget what. It was a while ago. Maybe when he was trying to be elected. So, which is your favorite passage? I love them all.
I saw that one. Hard to choose. It's hard. All of them great.
It's like choosing one of your kids. I love them all.
They're all God's word.
They're all great.
Apparently, he loves
some of them are better than others.
He loves Ivanka the most.
I mean, worst case scenario, go to the one when you get married. Go to the marriage one that always gets read at all the marriage ones.
Right.
Just go to John 3:16.
Right.
John 3.
No.
And what is that one again?
Page 16.
I think he would have said Austin 3:16.
Chapter 3.
I think he would have been like, Austin 3:16. You know that's just Stone Cold Sting, right, Mr. President?
There is no real Austin. That was a sign. That was based on Stone Cold.
Yeah.
Steve Austin.
Yeah. Yeah. An apostle. I know. Steve Austin.
Steve was not an apostle.
Well, you say that.
He was a wrestler.
You don't know that.
He was a wrestler in the 90s and 2000s.
You don't know that.
Fake news. You're fake news.
You are fake news. All right. So I just think you should bring a brick and just say, if anybody comes near me, you're getting this.
Hey, nothing quite like one of John's peaceful protest animal style.
While you're holding that brick, you should be shouting, All Lives Matter, and see how it goes for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
All lives matter.
Let me tell you. With the brick in your hand.
No, you know what no one needs is you guys,
no, I'm just
recommendations.
I'm just following this lead.
That's all. We're just trying to make sure that you get through this thing okay without catching a coronavirus.
Yeah, Vaughn and Trey are going to have a peaceful protest. Police are going to be involved in the protest. It's going
to
be good.
We just want you near your Antifa brothers. They need to be able to identify you.
3:00, Discovery Green. It's going to be good.
Yeah.
Drake is coming out. My son Drake is off today. He's going to be coming out with his friend Oni.
You can catch Lance in a black mask and hat and all black.
I will have a hat on. Probably.
You're not wearing a mask?
Probably this hat. Well, I mean, a regular mask, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to wear a mask?
Not like Dell's making it like one of the Antifa masks. I'm not going to be wearing a mask.
He wore all black today, too.
He does have all black on.
He has all black on. And you're
going to
go, you're supposed to wear all black?
Yeah, they
like
got
Antifa?
Shirts. You can bring a black
Antifa
t-shirt.
Club?
Yeah. I'm not really down with that crew. I'm not really into the anarchy angle.
Can I hear from Brother Lance? Lance? Yes.
Guys,
can we all wear black today?
Down with the fascists.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just going to wear what I got clean.
is it okay if I just wear just regular tennis shoes? There's not really a what's the dress today?
What's our dress code? Dress?
What? How hot is it going to be?
It's going to be hot.
It's going to be 90.
It's going to be, yeah. Yeah. It's going to be perfect day for
it. Perfect for
perfect
you.
Perfect day for
96, your weather. You love 96 I love
that.
Degrees.
But yeah. All jokes aside, go out there if you're planning on going out there. Don't yell stupid things like we're suggesting Lance. This is only advice for
this
Lance.
This is just
for the
Lance,
rest
not for anybody else.
Yeah, go out
don't
there
bring
and,
a brick.
And honor Mr. Floyd and the struggle, certainly. And say hi to Lance. He's looking for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just stay 6 feet away.
Certainly.
Just stay no six hugs? Feet away. No hugs today?
We'll see. We'll play it by ear.
All right. Del, if you go out, are you going out? You can get. Del wants hugs if you see him out there.
Michael.
Nah, I'm good.
Yeah, I'm good.
Michael from Pizza's listening. He goes, Lance, pick me up. I'll bring cookies and chopped beef. Hey, guys.
Now, that's a peaceful
before
protest.
Before we get the protest started, I've got some cookies and some chopped beef sandwiches.
Boy, if Michael's listening right now, the cookies that he's got right next to
his cookies are.
Holy crap.
So I was talking about this.
They've got nuts and chocolate chips and.
My favorite cookies.
Macadamians and it's unbelievable.
So the cookie at Common Bond, my wife's bomb ass cookies is what we call them, and Michael's cookies are three of my all time favorites. Common Bond's cookie is still unbelievable. Michael's cookies are phenomenal. And then I was told by Keith Cornelius, we were talking that James Prince from Rap-A-Lot, they're like, his mother or somebody related has something called Rookie's Cookies. I'd never heard anything. And he goes, I'm telling you right now, he goes, these are the most addictive cookies you've ever had. He said he has to ship them out to people in other cities who he's done business with that he's gotten the cookies from. I think it's in Third Ward. And I'd never heard of it before. But now, because I like cookies, I'm now going to have some Rookie's cookies.
Mm. Well, Michael's are just, man, everything over there. Michael, keep going. Keep doing what you're doing over there, Pete's Fine Meats. 1013, ESPN 97.5. You know what he is? Michael's a champion. That's what he is. If you're looking for the best way to save money, I saw, like, Champion Energy is, like, sponsoring Channel 13 Sports now. And I was like, they put champion.energy, but they don't put /1560. That's wrong. So if you go to the website, champion.energy/1560, and you are going to get the best. Give us the credit for it. It's /1560. champion.energy/1560. Get the best electricity in the world. It's rated number one electricity in the world. And it is. No, it's not. There's all the electricity is the same. There's nobody's electricity is better than the other electricity. But the service is the best. But the bill at the end of the month is the best because you're spending less. And so if you're looking for the best way to get that electricity at the best price right now, champion.energy/1560.
ESPN 97.5.
I'm in love with the cocoa. I'm in love with the cocoa. I'm in love with the coco.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, National Donut Week, though. Krispy Kreme giving everyone a free donut for the next 5 days.
Is it their basic ass glazed donut, or do you get the choice?
Why basic ass?
You heard what I said. Do they give you a choice or they just say, hey, take our basic glaze?
Give everyone a donut, free donut for a week. Sounds too good to be true. You can drink one free donut of your choice.
Good. Thank you for giving me options.
At your local Krispy Kreme. I think Krispy Kreme's overrated.
I don't care about Krispy Kreme. I don't think I've gone there by choice ever. I mean, they've been brought to a place I've been, but I don't choose Krispy Kreme.
When they're warm and they first come out, that's great.
That's fine, but they're
but
just
waiting in line. And like when they first opened, it was like, oh my God, Krispy Kreme, look at the lines. No.
I was introduced to them when I was a kid visiting Florida because they weren't in California at the time. Like, and they're a big deal then because this guy who was with my aunt at the time, he worked late night. So he would come in from just pick up a fresh, for whatever reason, picking up donuts at like 11 p.m. was his thing. And he'd bring donuts. I'm like, That's where I learned to have disdain for people who brought glazed donuts, and that was it. You just brought in 12 glazed. I was like, man, get out of here. You ain't right for her. Get out of here. Oh. You ain't the right guy. I already know
did
you
they,
ain't the right guy.
Did they end up together?
No, she's with someone else. Shout out to Charles, who is her husband now. No, beat it. You're bringing the glazed in. I can't deal with
it. So you don't think that you're a very good person if you just bring in glazed donuts?
I think if you decide to bring in donuts for the office and all you do is buy the 12 count of glaze.
It's easy, though, dude.
I understand, but what did Kennedy say? We don't do things because it's easy. We do it because it's hard.
Oh.
Thank you.
That's why Rice Place, Texas.
I thought that's why we go to space.
No, you know. Why does Rice Place, Texas? Not because it's easy, because it's hard. That's right.
Well, why do I get an assorted variety of donuts? Not because it's easy, it's because it's hard. That's why I do it.
So, but you don't know nothing about Meshi's donuts in Lafayette.
No idea.
Oh, their glazed donuts are spec. You don't want any other donuts.
Oh, yeah, I'm hearing glaze and I'm saying them out.
They're spectacular.
Whatever.
Anybody who's had Meshi's, let me know. Meshi. Go to Meshi's, John.
How do you spell
get
that?
Get some donuts. M-E-C-H-E. Meshi. Meshi's donuts, John. And you go and get them.
Oh, the intern is given the okay symbol. He's
oh, you see?
Meshes.
He knows about
although,
it.
Although, in these times, I wasn't sure what the okay symbol
that's
meant
the poker
him.
Intern. He plays poker.
And he gave me a symbol, and I'm going to
look at
the
are you
positive
sure
and say it's okay. He was
are
giving
you
me
sure
the
that's okay. not? He's trying to.
I'm just saying, these times, maybe go with the thumbs up.
Yeah, that's a white symbol. Well, hey, is he a white supremacist?
Well,
our intern?
I don't think that's the deal.
White power! Yeah. We don't know.
See, he just came in and goes, he went thumbs up. I'm telling
you. See,
just be careful.
Thumbs up
that's
is
all.
Way better than an A-OK.
Yeah, at this point, just go thumbs up.
Thumbs up. Look at this, Dell. I'm back in business.
What, poker?
Nope. The XFL filed for bankruptcy in April, and the date of the sale, a bankruptcy sale, August 3rd. Biddings
what does that mean for you?
Will begin.
Do you think the same people that were in charge of the Roughnecks will be in charge of this iteration, or will teams be different now?
Well, I talked to somebody, and they think that it will probably be individual owners of teams as opposed to one owner for the whole league.
So does that guarantee, hey, it worked here in Houston with the Roughnecks, we're going to keep that brand going, or is everything up in the air? As far as that's
well, I don't know why you wouldn't keep the brand going. I mean, it just makes perfect business sense to just keep everything going the way it was. Now, you're never going to be able to recreate it. PJ's gone. I mean, that was the catalyst, right? And like 5-6 guys have signed with NFL teams. Well, they've signed. Doesn't mean they'll make the team. So who knows who's going to be back. But I don't know. They might just throw them all back in a hat and you're going to redraft or whatever. Maybe that would be a terrible way to do it. But if I'm other teams, I'm like, yeah, let's do that. I want to grab some of Houston's guys.
Yeah, and the balance of power in a league that was very new certainly will have changed because Houston was clearly the best team in the league, and it's going to be a different ballgame. And I was just wondering if it becomes an NFL-type farm league, will they do a rebranding because, well, the NFL's now involved.
Well, maybe. And the NFL's dumb if it doesn't. I mean, you got so many guys that are just sitting there that maybe coming off an injury. You don't still know if he can play. Practice squad guys who don't get much time that need to get better. If they're borderline guys, you can afford to lose them. I mean, if they're special teams guys that you want to see him play in tight end or corner or linebacker or whatever, here's a great way to do that as opposed to wasting your own time. Here's a great way to get some tape on them. Here's a great way for them to get some experience.
Man, you throw the logo of the team. Like, didn't NFL Europe do that when they had a player allocated from an NFL team? They'd have the logo of the team, the uniform of the team and the helmet, but then there'd be a logo from the team they're allocated to.
Sure.
Just to give fans out there some familiarity with, oh, that guy is on my squad. Let's see how he does.
That guy's a Viking, that guy's a Texan,
yeah,
whatever.
They should do that if the NFL gets involved.
And they should now. They're so greedy. I mean, baseball has to pay for every minor league player. And the NFL just goes, nah. Basketball's got the G League, the D League, or whatever it is now.
Yeah,
G League. And, you know, they pay for their, you know, for Football?
We'll just pluck and choose whenever we want.
No. We're good.
Yeah.
But we'll add another practice squad player.
Yeah.
Okay.
Doesn't matter to us.
It costs us like $200,000 a year. No. Nah. Thanks, fam. We're good. So that will be bid on August 3rd. Enough time to get the league ready by February?
If the infrastructure is in place, and say if people are and those, you want to do it in the same cities and you still have those deals you can work out with those stadiums, I think you got a shot.
It'll be interesting to see what coaches come back. I know Stoops is owed $1 million, so is he getting his cash?
Well, Vince ain't giving it to him.
Apparently. Vince ain't giving it to him, but what's he going to get out of out of last year?
Yeah.
Well, the new owners, you got to. It's got to be, they're buying this. There's got to be some people paid off, but I think the coaches are going to be last. Some of the last ones that are getting paid off on this. I wonder if June got paid all his money. I don't think he did. I'm pretty sure he was on that list. I'd love to see June back, though.
Yeah, it would mean a potentially exciting brand of football in the city that people like to watch.
Right.
And that was my big issue with some of the other teams outside of their, let's just say, subpar quarterback play. How about we don't run a traditional, and not even just traditional, like an old school NFL offense with a fullback and a running back for a league that needs to find a way to draw people in? How about we do something like Houston did? You can't mandate it, but I'm like, everyone runs the spread. I don't care what you say. Everyone's running this type of offense because we can't have fullbacks on the field in the I formation.
Right.
Not in a league that's trying to draw interest.
Right.
And then having Matt McGloin running deep play action.
The problem is, who's pulling the trigger on that?
Well, of course.
Right?
Of course.
And that's probably, no, the offensive line is probably your weakest position.
Yeah, so don't put them under so much stress. Spread people out, allow them to easily identify who's coming, and don't ask guys like Matt McGloin to run hard play action because it was terrible to watch.
Yeah. No, that's not the way to do it. That's not the way to go about it. Wes Unseld died at 74.
Was it a natural thing?
Or? I don't know. It doesn't say. But Wes Unseld was that was an unbelievable dude. He and Dave Cowens were a couple of undersized centers that were just fantastic. Just great rebounders, great play, just great court sense. I know Collins and Wes Unseld won a title. I mean, he was just tough as nails. Tough. And went on to win a title. And he was that's sad. 74 years old. Too young.
Yeah.
That's just too young.
He has a son who is Wes Unseld Jr., who's been an assistant coach in the NBA for a little bit. So that legacy lives on for him. But yeah, 74 is way young. Wes Unseld Jr. has been an assistant with the Nuggets and in other places as well.
I think John should go downtown today and try to get Tyler White back on the Astros.
And how do you do that?
White power! Yeah, well.
Well, that dude's looking for you to get beat up or worse.
No, I mean, I think they don't understand. I'm looking for... We need Tyler White back on our team.
No, no one down there knows who Tyler White
might.
Is.
They might.
No, not to the level you're going to need to make it out there safely.
Did you happen to see the during the protests, one white kid on a bike dropped N-bombs, and dude came up and just knocked him out. Look. And he couldn't even, I mean, they were trying to pick him up, and his feet were both dragging on the ground.
Yeah, I'm like, look, you got to have some kind of, no, I wouldn't say bravery. You got to be some type of idiot.
Idiot.
At this point and what's going on in America, to think that word's going to be just, oh, okay. Oh, I can't believe he called me the N-word. I'm just going to keep on going.
Yeah.
Not at this point. You aren't the police. There probably won't be any repercussions for knocking your ass out. People are going to knock you out.
No. Oh, no. You're not getting convicted of that.
No.
I had to knock out the dude just dropping N-bombs. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay, sure. All we right. got bigger concerns than
sounds
that.
Like, sounds like that. All right, dudes, drop it. And you can't scream fire in a crowded theater.
No, you are asking to.
That's
get
what
your
you're
ass
doing, right?
In
there.
Fact, in these situations, you're asking for a mob to beat you to death.
Right.
You never know how far it'll go.
Worse, breaking out your bow and arrow, or screaming N-bombs.
Well, that one guy only got hit by one person, from what I remember.
Yes.
The guy with the bow and arrow got jumped by an entire group of
people.
That
is true.
So in this instance, even with a weapon that you can only fire once, because as we pointed out, he's not Legolas. He looks nothing like the dude from Lord of the Rings. The arrow with the All Lives Matter stuff is worse.
And did you see the truck driver that was driving through the protests on the...
Yeah,
pulled him out?
Minneapolis Highway?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was not just a truck driver. It was like one of those tanker trucks.
Yeah.
And people had to get out of the way. And once he stopped that truck, it was over for him.
Just keep going, brother.
Yeah. Once they got out of your way, because, you know, you're driving a killing machine at that point,
don't stop. Don't stop. Keep going, brother. All right, 1028 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776.
Houston's only FM sports station is now bringing you more talk with less commercials.
I heard so much talk.
Making that commute to work even better, even if it's just from the kitchen to the living room.
So, yeah, there's a lot of advantages.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Thanks again to Al Rosen, our constable, for coming in and explaining a lot of stuff. Good stuff. Good conversation. And let's be safe out there today with the big march from Discovery Green to, where are they going? To the courthouse? To the, I don't know, City Hall?
I don't know the path.
I think it's City Hall. Might be. Anyway, so cooler heads have prevailed here for the most part. Let's keep that going. Let's keep our streak alive. We're better than that. Houston, don't listen to anybody. If they've got a funny accent, like... Hey, mate, let's throw this brick, eh?
You think it would be someone from the UK trying to incite, or Australia
trying to incite, right? Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to say, yeah.
If their name is Vladimir,
right?
Ignore them.
Yeah. Yeah. Throw this brick. Yeah.
No, Vladimir.
No.
No. I know you guys are fine with elected officials, and I put that in quotes, being in office forever. And, like, did you see, like, Putin, however you pronounce it, is going to put something in place where he could be in office to like 2036?
Well, of course he can.
I was like,
he'll be elected till then?
I don't know if it's elected or because
I'm pretty sure.
What's an actual election in Russia at this point? But
I vote for me.
Yeah. And do you have a problem with that? So like he's trying to amend the constitution. I didn't even know they had one in Russia to make sure he's in office like 2036.
Of course he is.
Whatever.
Of course he is. Yeah. Yeah.
If anyone sounds like Vladimir or Dimitri, don't listen to him.
Yeah.
Or they look like they're from Portland.
Right. Yeah, and if there's a giant stack of bricks along the way, just
ignore them.
Yeah. Never mind. Don't go over there. They were inadvertently placed there by some Russian co-op. I have no idea how they got there, but...
Yeah. Or maybe it's just a construction site that we don't know about.
Well, there's no construction there.
Well, you say that now, John. That's why they're putting the bricks there.
It was so hilarious. There was another instance yesterday in Fort Worth. Hey, there's supposed to be some protests here in a local neighborhood. Why is this stack of bricks all of a sudden? Why did this appear all of a sudden out of nowhere?
And how is that being done with no one having footage of it?
We have footage
of everything.
Well, probably in the middle of the night, just dropped it off and left.
Well, that's why people start with the conspiracies.
Santa Claus, bring it bricks.
He's a terrible gift giver then.
Yeah. Alex Bregman got into it a little bit here. On Monday morning, Bregman quote tweeted someone asking, because the president says Antifa is a terrorist group. And then someone asked the president, is the KKK considered a terrorist group? And Bregman quote tweeted it with a simple, should be. Someone with the Twitter handle of TXRealtor2020 chimed in that Bregman should stick to baseball before you lose 75% of your fan base. Bregman said, If hating the KKK loses me fans, then I hope I lose them.
So am I supposed to believe that 75% of Bregman's fan base is in the KKK?
Well, not in the KKK,
but are supporters?
Pro-KKK.
Huh. That's a giant leap.
That is baseball.
Look, he said that, not me. John Granato said that, not Dell.
A bunch of white people now.
Yeah, but even I don't say, oh, you're white. You must be supporting the KKK. Even I don't say
that. Well, I think you've probably said that before.
No.
To some whitey.
I have never said that.
Well, you haven't?
No. I'm like, isn't the KKK a little old school for you?
Yeah, I don't. Is anybody
there? Yeah,
yeah, there are still.
It still exists, but I don't. I feel like that number that guy threw out way overstating how many people
you
he would
think?
Lose.
I mean, I don't think he would lose. If he loses 1% of his Twitter followers from that,
it may be as simple as, hey, stop talking about things that aren't sports. But we all, well, okay, don't follow him, because I don't think Alex Bregman's ever depicted himself as simply a robot who's only going to talk about sports.
Right. Well, no. Well, I'm sure somebody dropped. Should be you cheated and you should be suspended forever.
Well, that's a separate thing, clearly. Yeah. But the whole, hey, stick to sports thing. Bregman has let you know that's not his deal.
If JG's going downtown, it's because he's going to Vic and Anthony's. He ain't trying to march. He's getting bone and ribeye.
Is he wrong?
That could be after. So are you? I saw somebody tweet that I am so sick of every celebrity right now, because there have been plenty that have donated to people who have been arrested. They're legal counsel, a bunch of celebrities that have been doing that. I have no problem with that.
I don't take issue with that at all. No.
No, and if celebrities are speaking out using their voice, I mean, I saw somebody who said, if you ain't saying nothing, then you're part of the problem. And you know what? Yeah. I saw, who was that coach from a smaller school? Moton?
Yeah, from like NC something. I forgot the school.
And he was like, I am pissed about the lack of coaches that are speaking up right now, especially college basketball coaches. You make your living off young African Americans.
And certainly college football, to a not the same extent, but almost. It's almost the same way for college football.
Yeah.
And generally their salaries are greater. And Dabo came out and people were parsing his words, saying, hey, Dabo, we appreciate you saying something, but you didn't take the right tone. At least that's what some people said. I don't know. It feels like it should be an easy thing. Hey, I'm against this. I mean, maybe you don't need a long statement, but I fully support actions against police brutality and racism, whatever you want to write the statement, and be done. And it feels like it'd be an easy thing to say, and you'd be good. But so far, how many college coaches, at least on the level of college basketball, have said anything? I don't know.
I think most of them probably have, just not following it. That's just not been. There's so many things that just hasn't been picked up.
Yeah, you're probably right.
And yet, this is something that almost it's too easy to jump on.
Yeah, this
is wrong. Oh, really?
Appreciate it. We saw murder on TV.
Right.
Thanks. It feels like an easy approach. Now, the more nuanced discussions, probably those guys don't want any part of, because you have to start talking about police reform, and I don't know if they want to step their foot in that one. But the George Floyd murder in particular should be an easy thing. Shouldn't be complicated.
I mean, I really don't want to comment, really.
The Knicks are like, well, we're not equipped. We don't... The Knicks. Hey, we're not equipped. Sorry.
Knicks, come on. Come on. This ain't that hard.
And they're
We love our police force, but that was wrong. Okay. That's good enough.
Thank you. No,
that's all.
No, we're not equipped to say anything, so we're not going to. Thanks, Knicks.
Yeah. No, we're not equipped. What, our Zoom isn't working?
I don't think it was about equipment.
Our IT guy's out today? What is
it? They put out a statement that was like, hey, we are not well-versed enough in this to be able to...
Oh, you're not well-versed enough to know when a guy shouldn't be choked out?
Well, that was generally the response from everybody. But the Knicks won't comment.
Man. Let's get Lazy J in here before we hit News of the Weird. What do you say, Lazy J?
What's going on, Johnny G? Dale. Hey, bud.
Not your buddy.
You finally got training to be black, man? You're going to go ahead and... go ahead to the rally and protest today, man?
Are you black?
You know,
you better.
You out there in League City and everything.
He never
like
asked
you
the question.
You better wear a mask.
Among the white folks.
Are you
Lazy
black?
Jay, you better wear a mask because, okay.
Listen to you challenge me.
No, I'm not going to the protest today. I'm biracial. I don't think they're led biracial.
Yeah. Listen to
And my son is light-skinned. My son is Steph Curry, white. So I don't think my son has a problem with the police when he gets a little bit older.
The only person more unequipped to ask me if I'm how black I am than you is Joe Biden.
Ooh.
It's you than Joe Biden.
You white as Joe Biden.
Hey, I mean, okay. Hey,
you hiding your Joe Biden.
Instead of y'all looting and stuff like that and targeting, somebody go burn down the child support office or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Go bomb Equifax or something like that. Let me get my credit score back up.
No. Hear what he said?
No, I couldn't.
Instead of looting, he said go burn down the child support office.
Oh, man. Beat it, Lazy J. Child support.
So dumb.
I would have thought the IRS building.
Not for him.
No.
Apparently, I want
that burnt down. I got my tax. Holy crap.
Yeah.
My wife. Good Lord.
New tax bracket?
Oh, dude. Wow. Just like, I was like, really? That's the number?
Woof.
We're not burning down the child support office.
That's an important office, apparently, particularly when guys like you are
out
there.
Yeah, because if you need the child support office, then that's more talking about you, Lazy J. Goodness gracious. I'm not done doing that, Lazy J. All right, News of the Weird coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5.
And what are we talking about?
I want to talk about basketball. I'm talking about hoops. I'm talking about my man Keith Tate over at Hoops Sporting Goals and Equipment. He's just spectacular. You're going to be dealing with the nicest guy. I swear to God, he is the nicest, nicest guy. And then you're getting the best goal in the market. What every single day he's taking care of people. The best installation, the best, I'm telling you, the best product you'll ever see. And people, I mean, during this pandemic, your kids, they want to play ball, but they're too little, and I can't enjoy it. I don't want to play basketball. Dad, the goal is too high. I can't reach it. Well, how about this? All you got to do is lower it with your Pro Dunk Hoops goal and all the accessories as well. They'll stencil the court. They'll install it, which is second to none. The unrustable stanchion. They'll put the light up on the top of the backboard or wherever you want the light. They'll put the net out to protect the ball from going in the street. It's perfect. It's never been better. You'll get the best goal in the world by going to ProDunkHoops.com. Tell Keith Tate you heard it right here. ProDunkHoops.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. So there's a dude. Did you see the video of the dude? He went into a store that was being looted and he jumped on the elliptical. He just decided to get a workout in. He didn't want to steal anything. He misses Planet Fitness so much. He jumped on the elliptical.
Was he interviewed by? How did we find out that was his reason?
Well, I don't know that he left with anything. He's got his workout clothes on. Hey, look, they've got ellipticals over there. Nobody can get those. You know what? I'll get a workout in.
Where was this? I feel like
in Minneapolis.
Well, I don't know where, depending on what area is and how the police will respond to something like that.
But oh, no. It was the Planet Fitness was being looted.
Oh, and he decided to.
And he decided, you know what? I'm just going to go get
What do you steal from free weights? Is that what you steal from Planet Fitness?
We can just break the windows and see what's in there.
Because it's going to be a little difficult to carry out equipment.
Yeah.
Oh, is going to have to be multiple people helping each other out to do that? Huh. I guess free weights are what you're trying to take, but hey, man, if it's been closed for a month plus or 2 months now and you don't want to run on the street,
yeah,
I guess take advantage. Wait, was there electricity in the Planet Fitness?
No, it's dark.
So how did he...
I don't know.
I feel like it's pointless then to be on the elliptical.
I don't know. I see him on his elliptical though.
I would ask that guy 30 minutes, 45. How tough was the workout?
So we got a couple of calls here.
Well, the one gentleman just hung up.
Oh, he
was apparently upset over either us laughing at Lazy J or the joke itself.
I don't
know. I mean, what am I? I don't know. I don't know how to explain.
You don't know. Roy might not know Lazy J.
Yeah, it's possible.
It is kind of.
It's ridiculous. That's why you laugh, because it's really dumb and ridiculous to hear.
Right. But ladies always go to the front of the line. Brittany wants to talk about the riots. What do you say, Brittany?
Hey, I was just wondering, do you think that all this rioting that's going on in Houston is taking away from the fact that, or do you, like, that Houston Astros were cheating? Do you think it's taking that away from that?
Brittany, do you know an Eric Wong?
Yes. Who?
Do you know an Eric Wong?
No.
You don't? You don't? So what prompted the question? Because you're probably right. No one's thinking about the cheating of the Astros because of the riots. Yeah, that's probably
She's
right.
not the only one asking that question. What major leaguer asked it?
Well, he talked about coronavirus. It was a Yankee who was like, well, the Astros are being saved by the coronavirus.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. And all of this stuff. If you want to know the truth, yeah, it took a lot of focus. So the coronavirus and this, Brittany, took a lot of focus off the Astros. Now, when they go back to playing baseball with fans in the stands, guess what? They're going to catch it.
People are going to remember and go, oh, yeah, we remember you guys cheating.
Yeah.
Yeah. For now, yes, Brittany. But the Astros will get theirs at some point.
Yeah. We needed a pandemic and a horrific death that's created riots to get everybody off the Astros case.
But don't worry. People will remember.
The idiots will be back.
Yeah.
My favorite is whenever an Astro says something about anything and it's, well, you're a cheater. I'm talking about the death of George Floyd.
And I'm a pitcher.
Yeah.
Didn't help me. It didn't help me at all.
Yeah, by
support,
the way, yeah.
That's about it.
I pitch. Yeah, Brittany, it has definitely, all of this stuff is taken.
And Brittany, if you don't know Eric Wong, I apologize. You just had a voice that sounded like you might have run into Eric Wong at a time. At a time or two.
She might know him. Who knows?
Yeah.
A ShopRite liquor store in Newtown Junction apparently was in Johannesburg, been robbed. Here's what they did. Because they couldn't get into the, I don't know, during the pandemic, apparently this robbery took place while the shop was closed due to this COVID-19 lockdown. The manager of the store discovered the theft and a large hole in the ground. They tunneled their way underneath and broke in through a tunnel to steal $300,000 worth of booze.
Sounds like your type of guys.
I'm okay with it.
Yeah, I don't think you.
Well, it's our $300,000. I don't know what that means. I don't know how much that is in like, that could be $20. I have no idea.
How much would you go through for booze? Like, if I told you no, you wouldn't get caught, but you had to go through some trials like this. Would you do something like that with no?
Hells no.
No?
It's way too much work. I can go without. I do it every Lent, and I don't do anything like this.
That's very true.
Now, you know, maybe, okay, you have to go run 2 miles. Okay.
You would do it.
2 miles I can do.
Yeah, but.
But digging a tunnel? Hey, no. That sounds like a lot of backbreaking work, if you want to know.
That's true. You live a life where you could, okay, I guess I'm not having booze today.
A man in Wisconsin, man, brought a dozen crates of bees to a protest. Said, okay, this gets out of hand. Guess what's going to happen? Release the bees.
Was he in beekeeper gear to ensure that he wasn't going to suffer?
I don't know. Maybe he just, I don't know. He calls them riot control bees. And you know what would be controlled? A riot.
Well, you know what? Does he have control of these bees? Because I imagine if you just let bees out, they're just going to fly everywhere. Unless you, how do you direct bees into a crowd?
You don't, but if there's a bunch of people there, won't they attack them?
I thought bees only did that if they were threatened. Like if you threaten them, they will do that. right? They're not the murder hornets.
Don't they
right?
attach right away? Even if you've got that suit on, they all attach to the.
Well, but because you're in the area. So how close would he have had to been? Because, you know, bees, I think they may not be aware, but it's a defense thing because, you know, if they do it, they're going to die. You sting bees when they sting, they die. So if I'm a. Look, I'm getting far deeper into this than you probably imagined, but how do you control bees into a crowd?
Well, I'm pretty sure if there's a crowd, whenever a bee's around, it's going after you. It's coming after you. Okay.
I got to ask a scientist.
Yeah. Well, speaking of scientists and experts now agree that George Floyd's death once again shows police officers should be banned from crushing people's necks.
Is that an Onion headline?
It is not. It is. It may not be a site that is actually.
Is that a reputable site?
And when? Nah, it probably isn't.
Not a parody site. Yes. Thank you for that. That enlightenment.
BuzzFeed.
Oh, well, not all that reputable, according to some people.
Yeah, not that reputable?
According to some people. People have issues with BuzzFeed. Thank you for telling us.
Yeah.
I don't know if I need George Floyd to tell me.
Well, I mean, that's not the dumbest survey or poll we've ever taken, okay? That's not even close. We've done extensive tests on a lot dumber things than that.
I know John's morning poll has done really dumb polls.
Yeah, it really has.
Yeah.
Drug dealers apparently now, you got to watch, Dell. Are you on any drug dealers?
I have to watch.
Well, are you on any drug dealers' databases?
I would hope not since I don't buy drugs from people.
They're selling their customer databases for as much as £150,000 as they adopt business strategies to maximize profits.
Drug dealers are now like big media, like Amazon and corporate media.
They're corporate.
They're stealing our data and selling it to people.
Yeah. The savvy criminals have established a valuable market and client lists and are also using product placement and branding. Hey, look at this Coke. Look at this. Oh, need some downers? Here you go.
Are they at the point where if I just searched a strain of weed, their ad would come up on my computer?
Could well be.
Hey, man. Get it where you can.
Well, are they first in line on Google? You don't know.
That's true. What's the SEO? And look, I don't have an issue with anyone optimizing their ability to make income. I just think you're maybe playing a dangerous game, taking it to that level, because at some point someone's going to be like, wait a minute, are we just going to allow drug dealers to put advertisement on the internet? I wonder how far you can go with this when you're taking people's data and selling it to people.
Right. So that's our news of the weird here on ESPN. There's some other stuff.
The superintendent on Alaska appears to be on this.
Superintendent on Alaska is on the line. Superintendent on Alaska has been
kind of meh.
Meh lately.
And maybe even less than meh.
Yeah.
Want to save him for the press box?
Yeah, we'll save him for the next show right here on ESPN 97.5. Hey, everybody, make sure that you... if you're going out to the march, make sure that you protest peacefully. Let's walk down to City Hall and have a nice leisurely stroll. Wear your mask.
Certainly be safe in all accounts. Voice your opinion. You deserve to be heard. And hopefully this is part of the start to meaningful change.
And any levity that we had here on the show is simply that. Sorry, yeah. Roy, that Lazy J came in. You just got to know Lazy J, and yes. You got to know the show. It's all tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah, certainly. And not that we have a place to tell you how to feel, but doing this for 4 hours at a time, unfortunately, or maybe fortunately, not everything is going to be as somber as in some instances it should, because just can't do that. I can't do that
we
for 4 hours.
We can't do that. No, none of us can do that. No. All right. So the press box is next right here on ESPN 97.5. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. But
stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.